The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow II. I'm filling in for John Stottmiller. He's off today. Enjoying the flu or the lack of the flu or whatever, I don't know. I've got some, basically, I do complex shows. I try to make them simple because the thing is, we have to wise up. Otherwise, we keep getting scammed, conned. And I want to talk today about two things. At least, the credit cards. I'm doing some research on credit cards for a person, and it's all a con, which doesn't surprise anybody. I mean, hell, the whole government seems like it's a big con anymore. I cannot believe the stuff that I'm seeing up there. There's, they said there's maybe 10 to 30 million illegals, and they all want amnesty. Do we have laws of the United States or not? Do we want to have a culture? Our culture is being destroyed. The rule of law is just being totally ignored. This dreamers, I'm a dreamer. I have dreams too that Hillary will end up in hell, burning. I have that she'll end up being handcuffed. I can't see her do the little waddle with the chains on. The FBI is, I mean, the corruption is so deep. Here we've been chasing this Russian dossier of Don Sands for a year with nothing. And here we have conclusive evidence of corruption that is qualifies for treason. Trying to overthrow a sitting governor, a president of the United States. Creating lies after lies. I don't know what to say anymore. You go read this stuff and you just say, is anybody, where is Sessions? I'm hoping something's going to happen. Why doesn't somebody prosecute somebody? That memo, well, I sure hope that memo comes out and the supporting documents. And because one of the things about these people is they're cowards. You get them by the cojones and you start squeezing and they will talk. And pretty soon we ought to get up to Obama, Hillary, Loretta Lynch, AG, Holder AG, and on and on. I mean, these people should just, I don't know what to say anymore. Anyway, enough of that, because you can get that from a lot of other places. I like to provide stuff. We're in the fight. I am, anyway, with other people. We are tangling with Rappert's case in Minnesota on a return issue, tax return, state tax return. And I have a current case in the FAA that we're dealing with. The FAA, we got them cornered. So we're going to be seeing how that works out. And I have an IRS list, by the way. It's $250 donation postal money order at Ralph. Actually, probably a better way is IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. That one has not made the ad sections out there, so I don't have to worry about what I get there. So the other one, Ralph at Alaska Minute Band gets a lot of nonsense, junk mail. And I post real stuff. Things you can believe in, because you get to read it yourself. Just like the first case we won where the IRS left was McAlpine in 2014. IRS on the books and records packed up and left. That they didn't want to play with Mr. McAlpine, James McAlpine, out of North Carolina. They didn't want to play with him anymore. If you haven't seen it, email me and I'll send you a copy of the docket sheet and the thing. Anybody that won't give you the information, beware. Because we have so many scammers out there anymore, con jobs going on. Anyway, on the credit card issue. This one happened to be a Bank of America credit card. And so I started researching this out. How do I get? You always want to look at the documentation. How do I get a credit card through Bank of America? We don't have them outlets up here like they do in Lower 48. And so I started on the internet, and I said, well, okay, and I called this number because they want you to do it online. I called this number, and we don't have a hard application. Everything is entered on the computer. So I can do it verbally, or I can do this online form. So I went to the first one because the thing that we don't understand in our country, we are our republic. It's comprised of 50 separate sovereign countries. They were joined together in the Union of the States, called the Several States, by the Constitution of the United States. But they're all sovereign countries. They have their own constitution, their own laws. And, of course, the privileges and immunities in the Constitution of the United States where you can travel from one to the other, and you're protected. So we have, I am a citizen of Alaska, of this country. People in Texas are a citizen of Texas. People in North Carolina are a citizen of North Carolina. People in Minnesota are a citizen of Minnesota. The big con, how did they do it? The principalities of evil have really done a job. The American people do not even know, the majority of us. I do now myself after a lot of research. But in reality, and if you're doing research, unless you have Westlaw or maybe Lexis, which that cost me $358 a month, and on access to a lot of books and the statutes, you have no chance of ever figuring this out. I guarantee you, you have no chance. I have a great wealth of documents available at my fingertips, plus Westlaw. If I didn't have Westlaw, I'd quit right now. You have no chance. I have, if you're on my list, you can get ruling case law. If you have Skype, you sign up. If you can't pay for it, I will add you. You just have to tell me why you can't pay, and I will add you. You can get ruling case law, which is the precursor to Abjure 1. It was 1928, then the 1938 Abjure 1, some 60 volumes for research and all kinds of law dictionaries. I got all kinds of information. It's all free if you're on the IRS list. I don't put it out to the general. If you don't have enough gumption to get involved, I'm sorry. Don't put pearls before swine. You have to have some interest in this. You can do with it whatever you want. I don't care. Spread it far and wide. I'm not in it to copyright something or try to make money off of it or anything. But it's great research material. I got to look into the proprietor. I have an Amateur 1 to see if it's out of the copyright, or Amateur 2 and Corpus Juris to see if it's so that I won't get nailed with copyright infringement on those. I have those books here too. I may scan them. I don't know. But they're thousands of pages, tens of thousands of pages, all word searchable. Without knowledge, we can't do it. How did they scam us in America? You ask almost anybody, are you a citizen of the United States? And they will almost unequivocally, without even hesitating, say absolutely yes. Then you ask the next question, what is it? They have no idea. Well, how can you answer affirmatively what you think you are if you don't know what it is? This is how I used to, on the misdemeanors that they used to, when I was messing with driver's licenses and all that stuff, because I now have a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. I'm going to be going after the automobiles. We know now how they, we do not own them, because it, when they're brand new, you can go over to a dealer and look at the attorney in fact contract. Signed up, all right, title and interest is given away before the new car ever leaves, and the manufacturer statement of origin that nobody's probably ever even seen is hand carried over to DMV, because it's the money. Whoever has that original document has it, and who, if you and I had that document, we would have the right to travel. These people that are fighting right to travel don't understand the car is a government-owned car. We gave it away. Whoever bought it knew. And Curtis Lyson is in North Carolina, is working on how to get that contract invalidated. I'm going to be going after it, too. I just haven't got to it yet. But, I'm going to get the right to travel again. I have a status document, which I'm working on a modification. An important modification. And until you understand who you are, I won't help anybody with IRS. If you don't know who you are, you're winning a win, because you have no chance. Citizen of the United States is the killer. And if anybody is familiar with the Bible, Esau sold his birthright for some lentil beans and some porridge. His right of lineage and who he was. From the right to own property. That's what we do. I have used this, I think, 4 times now on the police. I passed one of them up here in a, on the KGB road. It goes from 45 to 55. Well, I always, it's two lanes, and it goes down to, it's two lanes on the right side, and it goes down to one lane. It's a two-way. It's a very extremely dangerous highway. We have all kinds of accidents. It's rated as a 16,000 cars per day. But I like to get on the two-lane and get ahead of all these slow folks. So I passed a cop doing about 65. He was doing 45. Boy, was he PO'd. He got up, and I said, I use this. Hey, I want to report a stolen car. I am really glad to see you. The state of Alaska stole this car, and by the way, you have a conflict of interest. You know, I can sue you, too. I want to report this crime. I took the driver's license. That's what I saw the cop did. Come back, and didn't even let me. I was getting my camera ready. And he gave it and said, you have a nice day, and he was gone. I've done that 4 times now. The other times for the troopers. They own the car. And evidently, they must tell them. I don't know. But I want to report a crime. Why not? And they don't want to. They do not want to go there. And that's why I did the Anchorage ordinances. If you go to the Anchorage, municipality of Anchorage, go in Title 9, you will see the cops can only write tickets for government-owned and government-driven vehicles. That's right there in Title 9 of municipality of Anchorage. That's how I got started on that. Anyway, getting back to this credit card issue. So I went on this application, and you can't do, they have no hard copy for credit card applications for Bank of America. I happen to have a Walmart, and you can't even do those. You go to the register, and they get all the information. So I said, okay, because I'm fighting this. You start checking out all the stuff. You will find there are so many laws, so many things that they have done wrong. It's unbelievable. So I went in. How do I make an application? It says, am I a U.S. citizen? Well, U.S. citizen really isn't defined. Citizen of the United States is, that's the, that is a federal citizen. That is where there are no several states. There are no sovereign countries. a citizen of the United States has no domicile except in the District of Columbia, where it is means a qualified elector. The 14th Amendment has no application inside D.C. Outside, it does. But it's not you or me. Because the patriot community, and I'm not bad-mouthing them because they don't know. How would they know? I never used to know. Those amendments, 13, 14, 15, all those are prohibitive. They prohibit. And they only have application, only by Congress of the United States, if and only if state law or a state actor, anybody working under the authority of the state, deprives you of the due process of law or the right to vote by discrimination, all that. That's the only time they kick in. Otherwise, they remain dormant. And if you haven't seen the documents, it's based on Cruikshank, slaughterhouse cases, Supreme Court cases that were right after the 14th Amendment in the 1870s, I think 74, somewhere along in there. Cruikshank is a very famous case, slaughterhouse another one. These are holdings by the Supreme Court. Never changed. They've never changed. So I said, okay, I called up this number, 877-754-6707. That is the help. I have a question, Bank of America. You can't get to anybody unless you have a Social Security number that they have or a credit card. And I tried several of their bank numbers, and they won't talk to you. They want only to talk to customers. I said, this is unbelievable. So I went to the home page and I call in this number. They're supposed to answer questions. I actually got somebody live there. So, whoa. Okay, I said, are you a U.S. citizen? I asked her, I says, what is it? Well, she said, it's a citizen of the United States. I said, well, why don't they say that? I says, where are you getting that? Well, it's in our policies and procedures. If you ask that question, we're supposed to answer it as a citizen of the United States. And I said, okay, can I get a copy of your policies and procedures that you use for this credit card answering or this? No. Well, that's fraudulent. That's fraud. Fraud vitiates all contracts. She said, well, you can be a resident or a non-resident alien. I said, well, how would I know that? Well, it's in our thing here. Can I get a copy of that? No. Well, so we went round and around. And so if you type in no to a U.S. citizen, which is a citizen of the United States, which is, I'm going to get into, it's extremely important. This is the core of the overthrow of our republic. This is how to tangle with the Buck Act of income taxes, the IRS, driver's licenses, ad nauseum, juries. You can't really even be convicted unless you're a citizen of the United States. You have to agree to it. Everybody does. Why do they do that? I don't know. Because they don't know any better. I didn't know any better a long time ago. I used to go in on these misdemeanors, and everybody in Alaska, they have to put on their record before jeopardy attaches. Is everybody here? Usually they word it the other way. They don't have you hold up your hand. They says, anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Well, nobody holds up their hand because they don't have a damn clue what the hell they're talking about. How would they? They don't teach us. So as soon as they do that, and I get my questioning, of course, in the federal courts, the federal judge censors it, so you can't answer real questions. But you can challenge the makeup of the jury before the trial. But I would ask them, and the jury said, oh, I hear the music, back in a minute. We're going to get to some really interesting stuff. Back to everybody. No reason to-
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
see the doorway,
your eyes,
a thousand churches.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Winterbode. I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller today and talking about credit cards and the great scam. It's a great con. And I'm helping somebody out that had some problems. So I'm researching this out. Like I say, you go in and there's one type of card that doesn't have any interest, a MasterCard that doesn't have Social Security number. But I queried this gal. I called up and she says, oh, yeah, well, as far as she knows, they have to have a Social Security number. So I went into Westlaw and sure enough, you have to have a Social Security number or a taxpayer ID to get a credit card. Why do they want that? What is so important about the Social Security number or a taxpayer ID? Let's just concentrate on the Social Security number right now. Under the Patriot Act, supposedly under the secrecy, the money, anti-money laundering. That was the ruse of doing it. The Patriot Act. The Patriot Act had nothing to do with being a patriot. I don't know where they come up with these names, misnomers of nonsense. Then I got into this case. You know, it's like I say, it's pretty easy to find this stuff. And I get in here, and this thing is 158 pages long. It's in the Federal Register, 75 FR 65806. And it's part of the 31 CFR 10331. But it's all they have is the Federal Register. So you have to click on that, and you go right directly into the Federal Register. And it says you have to have a Social Security number to get a credit card. Okay, so now I have to have a Social Security number to get a credit card. Okay, so now I went back up to this U.S. citizen, which is a citizen of the United States. So I click no. I'm not a U.S. citizen. Then it wants to know what country you're from. So if I am from, quote, United States, which was this gal's argument, well, you're part of the United States, right? Well, then you got to be a U.S. citizen. Really? So I have to be a U.S. citizen, which is not disclosed, which, in according to their banking policies that I can't see, is a citizen of the United States. Well, now it starts to get really interesting. So I was going into the bank, into the, because I happen to know that these corporations, when they are created, they have a domicile. And they have to be a citizen of where they are created. And they can't move it. They actually have a domicile. Wells Fargo is a citizen of South Dakota. Doesn't say citizen of the United States. Wells Fargo, or Bank of America, is a citizen of North Carolina. So now the first obvious question that I would, to me, if the Bank of America is a citizen of North Carolina, how come it's only doing business with citizens of the United States? Duh. Now this case, if you haven't seen it, I can email it. Like I say, you can just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. This is Nancy Olson versus the Wells Fargo, and they got the this is out of a California case. So now we got to this banks. The Bank of America is a citizen of North Carolina. Now they're arguing over diversity of citizenship because this person said, I am a citizen of California. And they were removing it from a state court to a federal court. She says, well, I'm a citizen of California. Under diversity of citizenship, is not the bank also a citizen of California? And they said, well, no, it up until 1948, until Congress changed it, they added this, what was the wording here? It's very slick what these guys do. They said, let's see here. The words are, principal place of business. It says, under the diversity, 28 U.S.C. 1348, a national bank is also located in the state of its principal place of business. Therefore, Wells Fargo is in California, a citizen of California. They were moving Wells Fargo out of South Dakota into California. Now, this is something brand new that they've done. They did that, and this is the interpretation. Their principal place of business. So, therefore, this thing, this national bank, being a, this happens to be Wells Fargo, but it's also the Bank of America was in, but Wells Fargo was a citizen of South Dakota, where it was created. Now it's also a citizen of California because it has a principal place of business, according to this case. Okay. Now, if the National Bank is a citizen of a state, why don't they do business with them?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back in a minute. I hear the music.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And this is Ralph Winterode. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller and talking about the credit card companies and the con. They want everybody to be a citizen of the United States, federal citizenship. What happened to the several states? I think I'll read here. Let me dig this out. This is really important. This is a sums it up. It's a very good read. It comes out of the Congressional Record of 1938. And let me pull it up here. And it was done back in, let me find it here when it was actually done. The report came out of the views of the majority of this was that came out of 1887. And it's in 1938, Congressional Record. It's a very long read, a lot of pages. But it says some stuff that's present in quite concise language. And they're talking about the lynching of Negroes, trying to make it a federal crime. And they're talking about citizen of the United States, and they're talking about the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendments. 13th, of course, is discrimination. The 14th is due process of law. And, of course, the 15th is the right to vote. There is no elective franchise or suffrage to vote for a citizen of the United States. It doesn't exist. Supreme Court has said so over and over. It's all an illusion. You go to all of these states today, they want you to be a citizen of the United States to vote. And they make it a felony, like in North Carolina and Minnesota, too, that I've looked into. So what are the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendments about? Let me blow this up so it's just a little bit larger here so I can read it easily. This is in the Senate report, like I say, 1938, and it was page 438, and it was, let's see here, the date on it is January 13th. If you haven't seen it, just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll send it to you. This case is followed by others in which the principles announced in the slaughterhouse cases were followed to their illogical conclusion in strict accord with the terms of these amendments. We're talking 13, 14, and 15. So far as the present argument is concerned, it is only necessary to say that the power conferred on the federal government by these amendments was held to be only the power to enforce the prohibitions on state actions contained in them. They're not affirmative, they're prohibitions. It's like they're looking over the children and say, okay, you all play nice down there, but if you don't play nice, we'll come and pound on you. These amendments, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consist only of negations, prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. The language of the 14th Amendment is, quoting, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of law, end quote. The 15th Amendment ordains as follows, quoting, the right of the citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state or on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude, end quote. Now they explain it. It is now firmly settled. When firmly settled, it means there are precedents over and over, and it's not going to change. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled the power conferred on Congress. This is the power conferred on Congress, not on these states out here. To enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. So these states are supposed to be making laws for the citizens of their states. And then the citizen of the United States is Congress coming in to pound on the state or the state actors. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against prohibited state action. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to redress a prohibited state action. That the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. Until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Have they told us that? Of course not. You just can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable. This is the reason why we have these people getting... We're going down here, it says here, farther down. This provision does more than anyone precedes. We have considered, namely, the provision prohibiting a state from depriving a person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Add anything to the rights which one citizen has under the Constitution against another. The equality of the rights of the citizens is a principle of republicanism. Every republican government is duty-bound to protect its citizens. its citizens in the enjoyment of this principle, if within its power. This duty was originally assumed by the states, and it still remains there. Hello? The only obligation resting on the United States is to see that the states do not deny the right. The amendment, the 14th, guarantees this, but no more. The power of the national government is limited to the enforcement of the guarantee. They tell us this. And on this ground, the Supreme Court, in that case, held. They're talking about U.S. versus Cruikshank, an amazing read. The United States has no power to punish a conspiracy to commit murder, to falsely imprison a citizen, or to publish false imprisonment or murder itself. This case was decided in 1875 and was the logical outcome of the principles announced in the slaughterhouse cases in 1872 and Barmeyer versus Iowa, Miner versus Happerstadt, United States versus Reese, also decided in 1875. Why are we doing all this stuff today? They have murder and all sorts of stuff in these courts. How do they get away with it? Is this what we're being told? No. Of course not. So now getting back to Wells Fargo, or to Bank of America, they want you to have a Social Security number except on one type of credit card. But they have to, because I went in to look in a case. I found a case in California. They have to have a Social Security number to identify you. Do they divulge all this stuff of why they need it? No. Of course not. In this case, they said where all this stuff is under the Patriot Act, and it goes to a regulation under the 31 CFR, Part 10331. It's 158 pages long or something like that. You can't. It's just unbelievable. And in here, they're defining all the terms, like United States is state of the United States. It's not one of the several states. They want us to have a national citizenship. That's called being a federal citizen. There are no several states. There are no citizens of the several states. It doesn't exist. That's why all the driver's licenses, you have to keep signing up. You have to sit on a jury. You got to do it if you get around and get a bank account. You have to be a citizen of the United States and put a Social Security number in. They don't want to give them, you have them without them. It has been done, but they don't want that. Why do they want you to be a citizen of the United States? Well, the background story on this is that in 14 Stat 27 in 1866, they created a citizen of the United States for the Negro. Only for the Negro. To have the same rights as white citizen. You don't think I'm reading it right? Go read it yourself. It's in 42 United States Code. It's on the internet. 1981. 42 United States Code, 1982. And 1988. You have to go back to the 1878 revised statutes. But you want the same rights as a white citizen. Do you think it applied to white citizens? Of course not. Why did they need that? Then they put in the 13th and the 14th Amendments, the 14th then, of course, in 1868, which people misinterpret. And, of course, shortly after they had the 15th. Well, then, okay, so now we have, if I'm a citizen of the United States, do I have standing to vote? No. Do I have a domicile? No. In 1870, 2 years after the 14th, they says, oh, you know, all you black folk, we can get around now and make you equal to all the white folk. We can naturalize you now. Well, what's that status? That status is important. Who are you? Anybody that's in business knows the difference between conducting a private business, which I did in my own name, private, not a sole proprietor, or I did have a corporation. If you get these fictional things called a corporation or an LLC or that, the legislature gives you a fictional status, but they control what that fiction can and cannot do. This is what they've done with the citizen of the United States. They just made it up out of thin air because it sounds so good. Because you see, there are different flavors of citizen of the United States. The same things, there are different definitions of the United States. That's what makes all this so confusing. Because you go into the definitions, if you're fighting any of this stuff, you'll see all kinds of definitions here. Well, it's only good for this paragraph or this section or this title. Well, how in the heck can that be? United States is United States. It's supposed to be one of the several states. All of us just joined together, union of states. No. It's all a con done by words. And I found the definition of means. You will see this used on definitions all the time. Like dog means cat. Dog means the sun. It's that crazy. Anytime the word means is used in a definition, that is the exclusive use and totally unique definition of that word. So if dog means cat and they say it, and they keep using the word dog all over the statute or whatever, they're talking about a cat. That's what these courts are doing. If you walk into the courts, that's why you have to look at all of the traffic citations, all of this stuff, because it's all codified into terms. I took the time on John Thornton's case up there where he got a traffic citation in a little town. And I took the time to put it together on the terms and stuff, and we filed it Wednesday or Monday, and by Wednesday they'd already turned loose of it. They wanted nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. Because you can sue the socks off of these suckers if you really understand what's going on. But it takes a lot of work. You have to look at every word and see if it's a term. What does that term mean? Because you and I are using plain English. They're using term definitions. So the banks want to be... The Bank of America is a citizen of North Carolina, but it doesn't do business with the citizens of North Carolina. Why is that? You think that might be a good question? I think so. Unbelievable. Oh, we got a caller here. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi, Ralph. This is Al Whitney. And I love your conversation about the citizenship, because I've been covering the same thing. I was on John's show as a guest, and I was talking about the same problem.
Uh-huh.
The Real ID Act is where they're narrowing this down. Ohio passed the Real ID Act, right? In Alaska, it's still got an extension. It hasn't completely agreed with all of the criteria. But because I live in Ohio, I went to get my driver's license, and lo and behold, they wanted me to admit that I was a U.S. citizen or I was a permanent resident with, like, a green card or something. Those are my choices. So I kind of gave them a hard time, and they said it's in their manual. And I said, okay. So I went back home, and I called, made a request, public records request, this manual is not available on the web. It's not given to you when you go in to get your license renewed or replaced. Mm-hmm. So they did send it to me, though, and I got it as an email. And they describe U.S. citizen on the new Real ID criteria, which Ohio bought the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. In their manual, they say U.S. citizenship and legal presence requirements. So to get your license, this is a requirement. All applicants are required to show proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence. Number two, an applicant who answers yes when asked if he or she is a U.S. citizen and presents an Ohio credential, which is a license, unexpired or expired less than 6 months, is not required to present additional documentation to prove U.S. citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, an applicant who answers no when asked if he or she is a U.S. citizen, must provide documentation to prove all five elements, including legal presence, regardless of any Ohio credential presented.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go down, acceptable documents to prove U.S. citizenship or legal presence. Still, again, there's no definition. Number
all
one,
right. Mm-hmm.
A birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Must be either an original or certified copy with a seal and issued by an appropriate government agency or any state, territory, or possession of the United States. Mm-hmm. Number two, a counselor report of birth abroad. Number
hold
three,
on a minute. Hold that thought. I hear the music. I want you to finish here because this is important stuff. I think
okay.
It's music. Did I hear music?
Yep.
Yeah.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here. Go ahead.
Okay, so acceptable documents to prove U.S. citizenship or legal presence. One is the mm-hmm. birth certificate.
Right.
Second
mm-hmm.
one is the counselor report of birth abroad. Third mm-hmm. one is the United States passport. Fourth is United States passport card. Five is United States naturalization document. And six is the appropriate United States citizenship and immigration services document. So they're going to ask you, and they did when I went to get my license, I lost it. They ask you as you're standing at the counter, are you a U.S. citizen? and I don't know, would you tell me what it means, they will tell you, you're not getting a card today. We're not giving issue you an ID. Now, this isn't just the driver's license. This is the state ID. So if you don't drive and you want to go to the bank, you still need an ID. If you want to go to the doctor's office, you still need an ID. So if I hadn't cooperated with them, I would have been locked out of my bank account, and I wouldn't have been able to see a physician. So
there's one of them that you've probably never seen. Have you ever seen a naturalization document?
I've never seen a naturalization document.
I got all kinds of them. I just got... Do you know what the status of that is? It says citizen of the United States of America.
Okay.
That is a legitimate citizen. A naturalization document does not say citizen of the United States. There is no such thing.
Okay, so if you were there standing at the counter and had said no, I'm not, or if you demand to know what it is, they of course won't do business with you. But if you said no, if you had that document, then they would give you the driver's license. But you know what? I think they would mark the box on your behalf as a U.S. citizen. In other words, I don't think they consider any other status on the new, the real ID, this new thing that's sweeping across the whole country.
Well, there's something that I did in Alaska. I went down the driver's license, and I challenged them. I wanted them to stop me for a new one. I crossed out citizen of the United States, and I put in citizen of Alaska. That gal looked at it, and she said, I said, do you have a problem with that? She says, nope.
Okay. That's because, Ralph, I'm looking at the map right now on the Department of Homeland Security Real ID map. The current status of states and territories. My state is green. They've passed. They're compliant with the Real ID Act. Your state is yellow. They've granted your state an extension. California decided to do both, which I thought was interesting. And they have on their website that if you want a Real ID, you have to bring in all these documents, everything that I was talking about, Social Security card, original required to get a real ID. But in California, they tell the people, if you have a U.S. passport, you don't need a real ID, and you can still fly an airplane. If you don't fly airplanes, we will give you a California license, as always, but it will not be a real ID. It will not get you onto an airplane. That's what they've done.
Yeah, it'll get you the right to vote, though.
Now, in Ohio, it doesn't get you the right to vote unless
you
register.
No, but in California, if you have a driver's license, then you can sign up to vote.
Oh, yeah. See, now, in Ohio, right now, they want you to sign up to vote as a U.S. citizen. And it's right there.
I've changed that also in Alaska. And let me give you a little, let's see, what hour are we getting close to? I don't know if you have a time to hang on over the top of the hour, because I got a lot of information. This was one of the first ones with Amy Bunk that I was researching out on. I don't know if you've researched out subsidy regulations, interpretive regulations, administrative regulations. Well, we've got to go to break, so we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.